Today's shiur is Masechta Makos Daf Yud Dalet. We're going to begin on Daf Yud Dalet, Amud Aleph, the fourth line. Rav Yitzchak Omer. We had learned in the Mishnah in our previous shiur a machlokes for which averis there is malchus and for which averis there is no malchus. Rabbi Shmuel said for all averis there's malchus. Rabbi Kiva said when it's an aver that carries with it a chayve mises, chayve krisis, there is a malchus. And Rabbi Yitzchak said, Chayv Krisis b'chlal hayu. Chayv Krisis were included with all other averis. V'leam yotzah karis b'chaysay. What is the Torah? So if the Torah says that there's a chiv karis by all averis that involve erva, why does the Torah have to single out again and say that there's a chiv karis b'chaysay? L'dayne b'karis, to teach us that when there's karis, there's only karis, and malchus is not given, malchus is not given by such an avera. Rabbanan, ask the Gemara, Rabbanan, who disagree with Rabbi Yitzchak, what will they say? Rabbanan, says the Gemara, that disagree with Rabbi Yitzchak, are going to teach us, karas b'chay salamali, what does the Torah mean to say that there's a chiv, to teach us that there's a chiv karas by a chay soy, b'chalik. To tell us that if somebody does the avera of erva with a number of different situations, that for every avera there's a separate lav. Ukrav Yochanan, as Rabbi Yochanan actually teaches us in Masech Dekrisis, Damar Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah says at the beginning of Masech Dekrisis, the first Mishnah says that there are 36 averas for which there's a chiyuv Kares, to teach us Shem also Kulam Bala Mechad, if you did all of them in one time without recognizing in between that you're doing an Avera, Chayiv HaKolachs V'Achas Kar Mechatas. You're going to be Chayiv a separate Chayiv Chatas for each one of those cases. Since the Torah, that's the way it's learned, is Dov Shoyi B'Klal, we learned in the Brisa of Yishmael, something that was part of a group. Comes to teach us halacha that's relevant in an entire group. And the halacha that we're learning here is that for every aveira, yechayiv for each one separately. And for each, if you did a number of aveiras that involve erva, you're going to be chayiv for each one individually. Rabbi Yitzchak says that the Pasuk is coming to teach us that when there's a chiv karis, there's karis and now malchus, l'chalik minole, from where will he know this halacha? Says the Gemara, Nafkale, he learns it from the Pasuk, v'al isha bet nidas tumasa leisikrav. The Pasuk could have just said, l'al nida leisikrav. Why did the Torah have to add the word el isha? To teach us that every woman, chayiv akal isha, isha, that for every act with a woman, yichayiv a separate malchus, a separate carbon. Rabbanan asked the Gemara, Tepekle Miha, why don't the Rabbanan learn it from the same place that Rabbi Yitzchak learns it? Answers the Gemara, Enachanami. Indeed, they learn it from where Rabbi Yitzchak learned it. So now we're back to where we started the shir. Elakaris Dachoy Salamali. If they learn it from that pasuk, Alisha Benidas Tamnasa, so Rabbi Yitzchak can learn from the word Achaisai that when there's a Chiv Karis, there's no Chiv Malchus. But the Rabbanan, who don't hold that way, we come back to our original question, El Karis Achaisai Lomeli, what did the Torah say the word, why did the Torah have to single out the Achaisai for Karis? The Chayv Al Achaisai, Val Chais Aviv, Val Chais Imai. If somebody had relations with a woman who is a sister, and one woman who is a paternal sister, and one woman who's a maternal sister, he's chayiv for each one separately. And as Rashi explains, since all of them are involved the Isra Chaysai, since all of them involved the Isra Chaysai, we would think if the person did these three averis, he should be chayiv only for one chatas. Teaches us the Gemara, teaches us the Pasuk, know that even though they're in the same avera, there's three. So you get three. You have to bring three separate kabbonis if you did a b'shogeg. Pshita, ask the Gemara, why would I think differently? Hare gufa mechalakim, we're speaking about three different women, the Shemus Mechalakim, and each one of them is a separate erva. One is a chais paternal, one is maternal. So how could we learn? Why would we think differently? Says the Gemara, Ella, l'chayv ala chayso shechayis aviv, shechayis imay. That if there's a woman that is his sister and also his father's sister and also his mother's sister, if you have a woman that carries with her all three of these categories, that you're going to be chayv three karmichatas. Ask the Gemara, how could you possibly have a woman who is your sister and your father's sister and your mother's sister? How could such a situation even happen? Says the Gemara, Barashia, Barashia. A person had relations with his mother, and he had two daughters with his mother. Those girls are both his daughters and his sisters. And then after that, he had relations with one of these two women, and they had a son. And that son had relations with the woman who is not his mother. So that son had relations with his sister, because they have the same father. He had relations with his mother's sister and with his father's sister, because she and his father were born from the same mother. Obviously, a terrible story. But that woman who we just had relations with her, that is a case of one woman with three Isurim. And even though, explains the Tosfos Yeshayanim, that maybe we could come up with other scenarios where a woman could carry within herself more than one category of Isur, but explains the Tosfos Yeshayanim, what's unique about this halacha that the Gemara is teaching us is that these three women all carry the Isur of Achois, Tosfos Yeshayanim says. And since they carry the Isur of Achois, and it's also one woman, maybe we would think that there shouldn't be a separate karmichatis for each of these Averis, teaches us the Gemara that there is, says the Gemara. So now that Rabbanan have been able to explain that the Pasuk of Achoisai, the extra Achoisai that the Torah says, is for this case. So Rabbi Yitzchak, who uses that to teach us that there's no Chiv Malkus with his Chiv Kares, Rabbi Yitzchak Kamenole, from where would he know this halacha? Says the Gemara, Nafgalei Mekal V'Chaymer. He learns it from Mekal V'Chaymer. And many Mefarshim, many Rishonim, ask the question that we've learned many times, that Ein Oinshim and Adin. We can't use a Mekal V'Chaymer to teach us a halacha. So how could he suggest that over here we're going to learn it through a Mekal V'Chaymer? So one teretz that's given, the Ritva gives, is that even though there's a rule throughout Shas of Ein Onshim and Adin, that's only when we're trying to come up with a punishment. But for carbon, we can come up with a chiv carbon through a Kal V'Chaymer. Another teretz that the Aruch HaNer suggests is that this is not to be considered a Kal V'Chaymer, it's to be considered a Gilui Milsa. The Kal V'Chaymer comes to tell us that this is included in the cases that are Osa Min HaTorah. Once it teaches us that it's in the cases that are Osa Min HaTorah, then it's understood that it's Osir and that there's going to be Chiv Karban. The Tanan, the Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Kiva, the Mishnah says, that Rabbi Kiva said, Sha'alti as Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Shua, I asked Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Shua, Be'itla Shal Imamim, at the marketplace, the butcher in the city of Imamim, that they were there, Sha'alcha Likha Behema, the Mishnah Benoy Shal Rabbi Gamliel. They were there to buy meat for the wedding of Rabbi Gamliel's son. So what is the need, the Rishonim ask, to tell us what they were there and where they were and what they were buying? So one pshat is, that Taisus Masechta Karisa suggests, is that the Gemara is trying to teach us that these great Talmid Chachamim, even though they were preoccupied in preparing for a wedding, it did not prevent them from thinking and spending time learning. Another explanation that the Aruch HaNer suggests is that from Rabbi Gamliel we know was the Nasi. And from here we see that a Nasi, even though he's such a great Talmud Chacham, the halacha is allowed to do work in the certain circumstances, which is a very big question. If a Nasi, if a Talmud Chacham, is allowed to do work in a public place, and the Chavos Yar says that certainly when it's a mitzvah ben Odom l'makom, then he's allowed to do work in a public setting, the building a sukkah or something like that. There's a tshuva, in fact, that the Chavos Yar discusses, if it is a Talmud Chacham, a Rav, who happens to know how to play a musical instrument. And the question he discusses is, could he play a musical instrument at a Sudas Mitzvah, at a wedding, at a Sheva Brachis? On one hand, there's a concept of Kavod HaTorah. On the other hand, we have to be Mesameich Chasam V'Kala. So when it comes to Ben Adam L'Makom, it seems that everybody will agree that he's allowed to do work publicly. When it's something about Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, so there's a lot of factors to consider. Number one, he has to be prepared to be Moichel on his covet, to forego his covet. If he's not ready to forego his covet, then he may not do it. Also, it depends the what and the where. Is it something which is represents something which is not a covet? Something which is not a covet, a Talmud Chacham shouldn't do, but something which is not so embarrassing, then the Talmud Chacham would be allowed to do. Also, the question is, does everybody realize why he's doing it? That means, for example, our Gemara, where he is buying meat for the wedding of his son. So presumably, everybody was aware that he was making a wedding for his son. If everybody is aware that he's making a wedding for his son, there's room for leniency. A third pshat that the Gemara, that the Mefarshim comes to teach us, what we see over here was that they were able to say Lo Shamanu, that the answer the Gemara is going to say is when this question was asked to them, their answer was Lo Shamanu, we don't know. And that they weren't embarrassed to say Lo Shamanu. Also, what we learn from this Gemara is that when we speak about meat for a wedding, why did Gamaliel have to go buy meat for the wedding? Couldn't he send somebody else to buy the meat? The answer is that when it comes to all mitzvahs, there's a concept of mitzvah by Moshe b'Shluchai. Somebody should do the mitzvah themselves. And that's why we find in Halacha, in Hilchos Shabbos, that the halacha is that everybody, even the greatest Talmud Chacham, has to participate in doing something, covered Shabbos, or doing something for the meal, or something for Shabbos. Always mitzvah by Yosef b'Shluchai. I did see another pshat that the Gamaliel didn't actually go and schlep the meat, buy the meat and schlep the meat. He went to see the quality of the meat that was going to be served. And after he determined and identified the meat that he's going to buy, he had somebody else doing the rest of the work. Says the Gemara, they asked, the example that the Gemara just gave, where you have this one woman that carries with her all of these categories, Mahu, what will be the halacha? Is the halacha en chayva kulam ala achas? Is there only one chiv chorus for this? A chayva kala achas v'achas? Or is there a separate chiv chorus? Amrloi, to which they responded, Zula Shemanu, we don't know the answer to this question. Alva Shemanu, what we are able to answer, is that Abba HaChamash Nidus Behalam Echad, that somebody had relations with five different women who are all Nidus, all in one act of forgetting, that one may not have relations with a woman who's a nida, chayv kolachas v'achas. There's a separate carbon chatas for each act. We're near in Dvarim, and now we can make the following kav v'chomer. Oman nida shishem echad, if a nida, all five of these women carry the exact same isser, this a nida. Still, the halach is chayv kolachas v'achas, kan. So in the case that we're discussing, where this woman is his sister, and she's also her father's sister, and his mother's sister, Shishloya Shemus, that she carries three different distinct categories of erva, like Koshkein, that there should be a chiyuv for three separate karmachatas. The Rabbanan, Vidach, and the Rabbanan, why could they not learn with this Kavachaymer? Could they say, Kavachaymer Prichihi? the Kal V'Chomer is not really a good Kal V'Chomer. Because Mala Nida, in the case of the Nida, yes, they all carry, they're all five separate women, but each one is a separate woman. Whereas in our case, it's all one. And the way Tosfos explains that the debate here is that what is more of a separator is the fact that they have different averis more of a reason to separate, or is the fact that they're different people more of a reason to separate. V'idach nami, hai vad de Kal V'Chomer prichehu, says Rabbi Yitzchak, indeed the Kal V'Chomer has it could be refuted, as we just learned. There's a difference if it's different averis or one avera. But Nafkalei, he learns it from the Torah, uses the word achoisai again. The pasuk that speaks about achoisai having chiv koris ends off ervas achoisai gila avoni yisa. And the question is that why does the Torah say the word achoisai again? To teach us that if there's one woman that carries with her many isurim, there's going to be separate karmel chattis for having relations with that one woman. Vidach, the Rabbanan who learned that this halacha from the first achoisai. So now the question is achoisai the sefer lomeli. Why do we need the achoisai at the end? The chayv al achoisai bas aviv bas imai. To make a chayv, to say that you're chayv for a woman, the Torah only speaks about a maternal sister and a paternal sister. Torah doesn't say anything about a full-fledged sister. Leimer, the teacher's ein anshim min adin. Even though through a Kal V'Chomer, we could certainly learn that if there's a woman who is a maternal sister, you're not allowed to have relations with. Or there's a woman who's a paternal sister, you're not allowed to have relations with. Certainly a woman that's both a full-fledged sister, that's usur. But that would have been achieved through a Kal V'Chomer and ein anshim min adin. So the Meiri asks, you can't come to an Issa through a Kal V'Chomer. The Meiri asks, what do we need the Kal V'Chomer? A woman who is both your maternal sister and your paternal sister is also a woman that's both carries within her also the name of, she's still just your paternal sister or maternal sister either. So why do we need a new Issa? So he answers, that if the Torah spoke about a chois min av and a chois min aim, what the Torah means to say that these are usur and something else is not usur. The fact that the Torah singled out these cases and not any other case is indicative that only this is the case where it's usur, nothing, nowhere else, and we can't, says the Gemara now, come to that conclusion through a Kal V'Chomer. That's the way the Meiri answers the question. The question, however, is that it's still at the end of the day, this woman is a chois av, a maternal sister, or the woman is still a maternal sister. So how's the Meiri resolving that question? So I saw another teretz. The teretz is that, as we know, what an einish represents, what a punishment represents, is actually an opportunity. It's an opportunity for a person to be able to do, to have a kapara. And maybe what the Torah means to say, that this kapara, that when a woman is only a maternal sister or a paternal sister, there is an opportunity for kapara. What's the opportunity for kapara? Through bringing a carbon. But if, bringing karmen chatas, but if there's a woman that carries with her both being a chosim and av and a chosim and aim, maybe in such a case, a carbon is not going to be enough. In such a case, there's no, a carbon is not, she doesn't deserve a carbon. You need, the kapara of a carbon wouldn't be sufficient. And therefore, the fact that maybe logically, and maybe even more than logically, we should come to the conclusion that that should be the case, we can't come to that conclusion through logic, only if the Torah says it. That's why the Torah had to use, teach us this rachos again. So now where will Rabbi Yitzchak learn that if there's a woman that comes with both isurim, she's asur, ibayis eima. So actually, the Gemara Masech Krisis, when he answers this question, says that Rabbi Yitzchak learns ein shem adin. He says that we can rely on a Kal V'Chomer to come to this conclusion. But now our Gemara gives a different two different answers. Ibai Seim Rav Yitzchak learns it, Gama Onish Min HaHazara. That just like when the Torah says the Lav, the Torah says that there's an Isser, both for a maternal sister, paternal sister, and a full-fledged sister. So if that's the case, when the Torah teaches us the Lav, so too we learn with a Mamet Sinu that connecting that, that so too will be the halacha that there will be the same halacha will apply by the Oynish, and there's a separate Karmachatis for this. Rebbe Seima, Nafkalei, Rabbi Yitzchak learns it, Machoisei Dereisha, from the word Achoisei that's said at the beginning of the Pasuk. Ask the Gemara V'idach, the Rabbah, what will they do with that Achoisei? Hahu Bailei, that's coming to teach us a different halacha. L'chalik Karas L'mfatel Mesoch, as we learned in the Mishnah, that if somebody makes the Shemana Mishka, the same recipe that Moshe Rabbeinu made, or somebody smears himself with the Shemana Mishka that Moshe Rabbeinu made, and he did this all in one Helam Echad, he's Chayiv at two separate carbon chatos. And even though it should be obvious, because the Torah makes them into two separate Lavim, but the chorus that the Torah says is only mentioned for these two averis is only mentioned once. The pasuk says, "Ish ashiyirkach kamayu v'ashiyit v'meno azar v'nichros ami'amav." So we think that since the Torah only put it with one chorus, there should be only one karmen chatos for these two averis. Therefore, the Torah is teaching us that no. The question is, the pasuk speaking about a chosay, and how we applying the pasuk of Achoisai to this Aveira about the Shemana Mishka, the answer to that question is, as we said earlier in our shiur, and that is that Im Eina Inyan, if it can't be applied to what the Torah is speaking about, because that is obvious that it's the same, Tnei Inyan, then we use it for something else, that it's used for this purpose to teach us that Mefata Masoch have two separate karmachatas. Vidach, and Rabbi Yitzchak, who used this pasuk for separating, how will he notice halacha? Says the Gemara, Savalik Rabbi Leza Am Rabbi Ishiya, Dam Rabbi Leza Am Rabbi Ishiya, Kamakim Shatam Maitse Shnei Lavin, Karas Echad. When the Torah teaches us that they're two separate averis, even though the Torah only mentioned one chi of karas, the halacha is chalukim hem lekarbon. It's obvious that they bring separate carbons, separate carbonos, and there's no need for us to need a lima to say that they're separate carbonos. Vibais Ema, another answer, that Rabbi Yitzchak does not agree with what we just learned from Rabbi Lazar, but Nafkalei, the halacha that Mefatem Esach is chayiv, separate carbonos, he learns from the pasuk v'ish asher yishkav as isha dava v'nichrasu. An isha dava is a woman who's a nida, and the pasuk says that somebody who has relations with a woman who's a nida is chayiv karis. But that's obvious because the Torah already told us that somebody who has relations with a nida is chayiv karis. To teach us that, so if it's not necessary to teach us something, as we just said, that's relevant to hilchas arayis to erva, we use it to teach us the halacha mefatem mesach. Ask the Gemara and the Idach, the Rabbanan, what will they do this with this pasuk? They're going to use this pasuk for what Rabbi Yochanan said. Damar Rabbi Yochanan Shim Rav Shim Ben Yochai. B'nayin she'inish tamei ad she'yede tzimimena derech avasa. That the only way a woman becomes a nida is if the dam that's coming out of her body is coming from Hamakama Erva. If it comes anywhere else, that doesn't make her a nida, only if it comes from a uterus. That's the only way a woman can become a nida. We learned in the Mishnah, Tamei She'ochlas HaKadosh, somebody who's Tamei that ate Hegdish, or somebody who entered the base of Migdash when he is Tamei, there's a Chi of Malkus. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Abala Mikdash Tamei, somebody enters the base of Mikdash when he's Tamei Ksiv Einish. There's a pasuk in the Torah that says there's a chiv chorus for that Aveira. The Ksiv Azhara, and there's a pasuk that teaches us there's a lav for that Aveira. And therefore, based on that pasuk, since it's a lav, going back to our discussion in our previous year, there'll be a chiv Malkus. Einish, the Ksiv, as Mishkan Hashem Timei V'Nikrasa. The Torah is very clear that there's a chiv that is a chiv chorus for entering the base of Mikdash. That we learn from this pasuk, and as the Rishonim point out, this is not just if somebody is a tamei mace. The Torah is teaching us anybody who's tamei and enters the base of Mikdash is chayiv chorus as harab, because the Torah says regarding a person who's tamei. That they have to be sent out. And even though, as somebody who's tamei has to be sent out, not always is it the same halacha, because sometimes they have to be sent out. A mitzora has to be sent out from all three machnas. Other tameim have to be sent out from not as many machnas. But since this is a rule that applies to people who are tamei, so that's how we learn that one who's tamei may not be in the base of Mikdash. Ela tamei she'achos ha'kodesh, somebody who's tamei that ate hegdish, bishlama einish, that there's a chiv chorus in such a situation, ksib, because the pasuk says, v'nefesh she'toichel basam zavach ha'shlamim, ashal Hashem, v'tumasa olav v'nichrasa. So the Torah is quite clear that there's a chiv chorus when somebody tamei eating kachim. Ela ashara minayin, where will we know that there's a lav and that there's a chiv malchus? Answers the Gemara Shlakish Amma, because the pasuk says regarding a woman who's a yoledes b'chol kodesh leisiga, that and that pasuk is coming to teach us that a person who's tamei, even though it says the word leisiga, may not eat kachim. Reb Yochanan Amar Tani Bardla, the Bardla taught us this way: Asi Tomasa Tomasa. We learn the following Gzeirah Shavah. Ksiv Hachab, regarding somebody who eats kachim when he's tamei, the Torah Kedosha says the Tamasa Olav and Nikrasa. The Ksiv Hosam, and the Torah says regarding somebody who comes into the base of Mikdash when he's tamei Yeh Oy Tamasa Boy. So we learn Gzeirah Shavah Ma'ala Halan, just like as we just learned a moment ago. If somebody enters the base of Mikdash when he's tamei, Oynus Vashara, there's both an Oynish and Azhara. Afkol, so too will be the halacha. If somebody eats kodesh when he's tamei, there's an oynish v'azhara. Says the Gemara. Bishlam Rish Lakish Lama Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish didn't explain like Rabbi Yochanan because Gzeirah Shavah Legomar. He didn't have this Gzeirah Shavah. And we know, Ein Adam Yoch Lumet Kav Gzeirah Shavah. A person cannot make up his own Gzeirah Shavah. El im kain kibel mirabosav. Only he have as a Messiah, only if he learned this Gzeirah Shavah from his Rebbe. And of course, Tosus asked the question, the Imsach the Shabbos. So yes, Rish Lakish didn't learn this Gzeirah Shavah from his Rebbe. But now that Rabbi Yochanan taught us this Gzeirah Shavah, why can't he accept this Gzeirah Shavah? So Tosus answers that they had not just a Mesaira on specific Gzeirah Shavahs, but they had a Mesaira how many Gzeirah Shavahs there are. And once they had that number, if you already used up the quota, you can't add another Gzeirah Shavah, even if though there's a very reliable source teaching you that Gzeirah Shavah. And therefore, he wasn't able to accept this Gzeirah Shavah. And that really goes a step further, because Rish Lakish was actually a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. And Rish Lakish was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. Why didn't he learn the Gzeirah Shavah from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan? The answer is, he couldn't learn the Gzeirah Shavah from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, because originally, Rish Lakish was a Talmud from Rebbe. And his Rebbe taught him the Gzeirah Shavahs. And as we're learning, not just did he teach him the Gzeirah Shavahs, he taught him the exact quota of Gzeirah Shavahs. Then Rish Lakish became a listener, he became a bandit, And then he did tshuva and he came to learn by Rabbi Yochanan. But the original quota of Gzeirah Shavas that he had, that he learned from Rebbe, and therefore there wasn't room for any more Gzeirah Shavas, he couldn't learn. But as the Gemara, Shlokish learned this from a pasuk. So Rabbi Yochanan, my tamalim krish lakish. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan learn it from the pasuk as Rish Lakish did? Amloch responds Rabbi Yochanan that the pasuk Rish Lakish learned from, the pasuk of B'chol Kodesh Le'siga, is not speaking about kachim, but it's coming to teach us the halacha of truma. That one may not eat truma when he's tamei, and as the Ritva explains, that it's speaking that truma is also considered kodesh. Says so. Ask Tosis. So the pasuk could be either teaching us a halacha regarding kachim, which the pasuk says b'chol kodesh, or we could say that the pasuk is speaking about truma. So why would we say that the pasuk, as Tosis, is speaking about truma, and that's kachim when the word is b'chol kodesh? So he says that the pasuk continues ad mleishim etara. How long does this apply until the person is tar? But the halacha is by kachim, one may not eat until they bring the kabanis. And that for the fact that the pasuk just needs that they should be completely tahor is an indication we're talking about truma, which may be eaten even before the yoledes brings her kabanis, and not by kachim, which may not be consumed by the yoledes until she brings kabanis. Another teretz that Tosfos suggests, that Rabbi Yochanan is learning Gzeirah Shavah. So if he didn't have a Gzeirah Shavah, and now we have to decide how to define the pasuk of a Chol Kodesh Le'siga, should we say it's talking about kachim, or should we say it's talking about truma? We'll say it's talking about kachim, because that's the pashut pshat in the words of Chol Kodesh Le'siga. But if we can learn the halacha of kachim through the Gzeirah Shavah, so says Rabbi Yochanan, I will learn the Gzeirah Shavah, and have the pasuk of B'chol Kodesh Le'siga available to teach us the halacha of truma. But ask the Gemara, Bereish Lakish, who's saying that the pasuk of B'chol Kodesh Le'siga is talking about kachim. So ask the Gemara, Bereish Lakish, says Harol Truma Nole. Where will he know the halacha regarding truma? Nafkale answers the Gemara. He says he learns it from the pasuk, Ish Ish Mizara Aaron V'Hutzura Azab B'kachim Le'seichel. Ezu davar sheshav b'chol zaroi shel Aaron. What is the type of food that every koy may eat, male, female? That means truma, because kachim obviously may not be eaten to women. Certain kachim may only be eaten by zichrei kuna. And even though there are kachim that can be eaten by women, the chazav shoyk, the halacha is not all kohanim may eat it. Because once you have a woman who's a bas kohen, that she's not allowed to eat it once she marries a Yisrael, and even if her husband dies without children, the halacha is that she goes back to her father's home, and she's allowed to eat truma, but she won't be allowed to eat kachim. Vidach, Rabbi Yochanan, who learned this halacha of truma from the pasuk b'chol kodesh le'seichel, b'chol kodesh le'siga. So what will he do with the pasuk of Ish Ish Mizera Ka'aren? Ha'u l'achil of all in the gear. Rabbi Yochanan is going to say the pasuk of Ish is coming to teach us that truma may not be eaten when one is tamei, and the pasuk of B'chol Kodesh Le'siga is teaching us that they may not touch truma when they're tamei. So the question, of course, is that whenever you eat, you're touching. So why would we need a separate iser? So one iser is that we have to have a separate iser for either one. Another one is that let's say you ate only a kebeya, a kezayis, so of truma. So as far as isachil is concerned, as soon as you eat a kezayis, when you tamei, you're over the avera. But touching, the shear is a larger shear. The shear is kebeya. And that's why for washing our hands on the tilas yadayim, you wash for a kebeya. Another pshat that the Panim Yafis suggests, that it is possible to eat without touching when somebody else puts the food into your mouth. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, Rish Lakish, Haibachal Kodesh Lahaki Hudasa? Is the Pasuk of a Chal Kodesh Lahsiga coming to teach us that you're not allowed to eat Kachim when you're Tomei? Hamun Boile, isn't that Pasuk needed to teach us the Tomei Shinaga B'Kodesh, that somebody who's Tomei touched Pasuk Kodesh? Ditmar, we learned in the Yeshiva, Tomei Shinaga B'Kodesh, that somebody who's Tomei touched Kodesh, Rish Lakish HaMalaika, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Alaika. And the Gemara explains, Rish Lakish HaMalaika, he says, based on this Pasuk, Abachal Kodesh Laisiga, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Alaika, Hahu, because as we've been learning, he says the Pasuk is coming to teach us, Ashar L'Truma Da'asa, that Pasuk is coming to teach us about Truma and not about Kachim. So Rish Lakish, how could we say that this Pasuk is coming to teach us that one may not eat, Abachal Kodesh Laisiga, one may not eat Kachim when he's Tamei? We need it to teach us that somebody is not allowed to, if somebody touches Kodesh when he's Tamei, he's Chayiv Malkus. Answers the Gemara, the halacha, the Tamei Shnog about Kodesh, how Rabbi Rish Lakish learns, but the after Rana B'Lash Nagia, the fact that the Torah used the word the Chol Kodesh Le'Siga means you're not allowed to touch it. That's Hara, the halacha that Tamei is not allowed to eat Kachim, the Askish Kodesh Le'Migdash. The Tosuk says, "B'chol kodesh le'siga, v'amigdash le'savi." And just like somebody goes into the base of migdash when he's tamei, there's a chayiv karis. So too, if somebody eats kachim when he's tamei, he's chayiv karis. Because it can't be that even though the pasuk says there, "B'chol kodesh le'siga, chayiv karis," Rish Lakish says it can't be a chayiv karis for just touching kachim. It must be that the pasuk is talking about eating kachim with your tamei. Ask the Gemara, Vakati Lahaki Udasa, still persist in the Gemara. Can we say, or should we say, that that's what the Pasuk is coming to teach us? Don't we need that Pasuk? Haumi Baile, don't we need it? That somebody ate Pasuk Kodesh, even though it wasn't yet Zrik Stam on that carbon. Ditma, Tamesh Achel Pasuk Kodesh, if somebody ate Kodesh, Lefnei Zrik Stamim, every carbon has in it four avoidas. Kabbalah, halacha, catching the blood, bringing the blood to the mizbeach, zrikas dam al mizbeach, shkita, kabbalah, halacha, zrikas dam on the mizbeach. The carbon is only considered having been sacrificed, brought only after the zrika. So certainly, if somebody whose tamei ate from a carbon after zrikas dam, he's chayiv karis. How do we know that if somebody ate from the carbon before the Zrikas Dam, that there's a Chiyuv Karis, and actually it's a Machlokes. Rish Lakish Amalaika, Rav Yochanan Amar Ein Alaika, Rish Lakish Amalaika, that even though there was no Zrika, there's going to be a Chiyuv Malkus for this, because the Pasuk says, B'chol Kodesh Laisiga. The Torah using the word Laisiga, the Torah using this wording is trying to teach us that even though there wasn't Zrikas Dam yet, and therefore, this is not really carbon that may yet be eaten. Still, a tummy may not eat from it. Loishna, and that applies whether there was Zrikas Dam, Loishna la'achas Zrika. Rabbi Yochanan Ein Alaika, Rabbi Yochanan Tamei Dama Kura Tumasai, he learns a Gzeir Shava, the Ksig Siv Tumasai, he's been learning Gzeir Shava to compare the halacha of a person entering the Beis HaMikdash. And somebody when he's Tamei, and somebody eating Kachim when he's Tamei, the Kiksuv Tamasai, and there the Torah when it says Tamasa Lachas Rika Ksiv, it's speaking about Achas Zrika. And therefore, indeed, he will say that if somebody eats Kachim before the Zrika, there is no Chiv. There is no Chiv Karis, says the Gemara. So the question, however, is Rish Lakish is saying that that's what we learn from the Pasuk, that if somebody touches Kodesh, somebody eats Kodesh before the Zrikas Dam, he's Chayiv Karis. So how can we say that this Pasuk is available as Rish Lakish has been saying that the Pasuk of B'chol Kodesh Le'Siga, that somebody who's Tamei may not eat Kachim, and says, "My him B'chol Kodesh Nafka." The Torah says the word B'chol, that's how he learns the halacha about before Zrika. It says the Gemara Tanya Kavasei to Rish Lakish, there's a braisa that supports Rish Lakish. The pasuk says b'chol kodesh le'siga ashara la'oichel, that one may not eat kachim when he's tamei. At the maybe it's coming to touch, talk about somebody touching. Makish, kodesh le migdash. The Torah connects these two averes. Ma migdash, dover shiyesh ben atilos neshama. That somebody goes into the base of migdash when he's tamei, he's chayiv koros, which means that he will be eliminated. Af kol, the pasuk of b'chol kodesh le siga is referring to an avera, dover shiyesh ben atilos neshama, that carries with it a chayiv koros. And if we're going to explain that the pasuk is speaking about negia, touching kachim, mika nadilos neshama, yes, there's an avera to do so, but even though there's an avera to do so, it doesn't come with a chiv misa, with a chiv karis. Ella, it must be, says the Braisa, that the pasuk is coming to teach us the halacha. Pasuk is coming to teach us the halacha that we'll be learning that if somebody eats kachim when he's tamei, he's over an avera, and that is learned, says Rish Lakish, from the pasuk of b'kol kodesh le'sigah.